Good morning. Man, we've got lots of visitors here today, so I'm going to go through some of these that I wrote down, see if I can get it right. Steve, is that you way in the back there? Your name? What is your name?
I'm Steve.
Steve Lusk.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you guys here today. You didn't think I'd remember you.
This is my wife, Charlene.
Charlene, good to have you. Dr. Lusk, Dennett. All right, have you moved out here yet? Are you still visiting? Oh, that's sad. That's sad. Well, it's good to have you guys here again today. Vince and Nancy Wright, right back there you are from Broken Arrow. You've been here before, I think you mentioned. Oh, live here. You live here now?
No,
you live in Broken Arrow. Good. Good to have you here. And is it Beth? Good. Beth is from Tahlequah Daughter. Good to have you here. And then we've got Wayne and Heather Hansen back here. Raise your hand high with all the kids. You've got lots of kids. Good to have you guys here. Also, Galen and Christy Coffin right here. Friends of James and Jessica's. Good to have you here today. And then Phil Reed. Good to see you again this week. Good to have you here. And then Casey's friend. Tell me your name again. Amanda?
Samantha.
See, when you told me your name, I had to walk all the way back around to where I was sitting. And by the time I sat down by Charles Bilby back here, totally forgot. But good to have you here. Good to see you too, Casey. And so it's good to have everybody here. Did I miss any visitors today? Any visitors I met? Lots of visitors. That's wonderful. Okay, with that said, we're going to do our prayer request. Walter will have the microphone. When he hands it to you, just talk right into it, give us your name, and tell us your prayer request, and we will be more than honored to put that on our request. All right, so let's start on this side, Walter. If you have a prayer request, raise your hand. Here's one with Patty, Walter.
Patty. I spoke with Charles Frazier a couple times this week, and they hate that they haven't been here in a while, but it seems like every week one of them is sick. Mm-hmm. She went in the ER, but she's doing better. She's home better. But he's really struggling because her Alzheimer's is just, she doesn't recognize him sometimes. And so just please pray for them.
Thank you very much. You bet. Yes, Lori.
Lori, and I want to pray for my cousin Nathan. He's got the flu and in the hospital with pneumonia. And also for all these people's families who died in these plane crashes. It's just terrible.
I appreciate you bringing that to our attention very much. Others on this side? Yes, Diana.
Diana, I haven't been here in quite a while because of Steve's problems, and I've had some health problems, but I knew I missed Ridge Chapel and all of you, but when I walked in this morning, I realized how much I missed you and how much you mean to me. So I would appreciate your continuing prayers for our health complications, and I just love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
We
love you very much. Thank you.
Hi, Corinne. So I just wanted to ask that you guys pray for surrogate baby. I delivered about 2 weeks ago, so they'll be here for another month, and then they're flying back to Spain, so just safety for them and everything as they travel back.
Thank you, Corinne. You bet we will. Other prayer requests on this side? Yes, Lynn?
Lynn Bell, just continued prayer for our daughter, Melissa. Praise God. She has a wonderful doctor who called her to see how she was doing with the foot swelling. And she has an appointment tomorrow, and he wants to do a full workup, labs and everything, and possibly cardiovascular. Thanks to someone who gave me some information last week. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, but that she had cardiovascular issues, and that's what caused her foot swelling. So they're doing a whole workup to try and determine the cause of this swelling.
You bet. Thank you, Lynn. This side, anyone? Okay, great.
Kay. My name is Kay. This may sound like a really simple. Our grandson Landon is going to have his driving test Monday morning at 8:30, and That's a big thing. I remember a long time ago, it was a big thing. So let's pray for Landon as he does this. And he's studied, he's practiced, and so just that he'll be calm through all of it. Also, I'd like to pray for our first responders, medical, policemen, firemen, and military, as they care and protect us and pick up the pieces sometimes, as they've done this last week. Just be with them and their families.
You bet. Thanks. I talked to Lloyd this week, Lloyd Surveys. You know, last week I mentioned that he was having surgery this past week, replacing 19 of his teeth. And he sent me a picture of his new smile. And, oh, my goodness, it's a nice smile. And just, I looked at it and I just, whoa, it was so bright. So they apparently are traveling again this week. Lloyd, yeah, so safe travels. I'm sure that's what they're doing. Okay, other prayer requests this side? Yes, right here, Phil. Hold on a sec, Phil. Okay, Charles.
My name's Charles. I have a friend that we've known each other since we were about 14. His wife, Nancy, is a retired school teacher in Siloam. She was diagnosed with cancer back in March or April. They have fought it, and they are now giving her approximately 2 weeks to live.
Oh, boy.
But remember Nancy Lindgren. She used to be Nancy Ramsey.
Thank you. What's the name?
Johnny.
Walter, right here with Phil.
I'm Phil, and I have a friend. His name's Mark Keaton. He's had some blood clots, and he's paralyzed in the side. Anyway, and was on a breathing tube, but he actually was bent up, and I guess they're kind of starting to try to walk. Just pray for his recovery.
Thank you for bringing that up, Phil.
Yes, I'm Hank, and Marion has a childhood friend, Melanie Melton, that we started praying for 2 weeks ago maybe, has colon cancer. So please remember Melody, and she'll have surgery whenever they get it scheduled. And then David Bertelson, who we prayed for, the one that got hit with the tree when he was cutting the tree down, he's finally got to come home. Still got lots and lots of recovery going on, but he's home, so that'll help him a bunch.
What was her name?
Melody.
Yep. And then to continue to lift up Israel.
Thank you, Hank. Yes, back here, Walter with Lynn. Back here.
So sorry, Lynn Bell again. A praise report. My friend Brenda Thompson, that you have been praying for, called me and asked me to thank you for all the prayers. She is cancer free. So praise God, because she was not expected to pull through this.
That is wonderful. Thank you for making us aware. Other prayer requests? Yes, Walter and Todd.
I can talk loud enough.
We'll do. Age before beauty.
One of our missionaries that we support, Angela Morris, has been going through the sickness for the last 5 weeks, and it's caused her to miss some things that she was dearly in love with doing. And so I'd like for you to remember, I know Rod's put it on our Facebook page, but to remember Angela Morris. It's hanging on to her, and she can't get rid of it.
Thank you, Todd.
Kind of an addendum to that. The last time that she wrote, she was concerned about being fearful of it because she's not sure what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the unknown problem right now, even more than the illness itself.
Yes. Walter?
Yeah, I just wanted to update everybody. It's good to be home. And I've got one more trip back to Texas to take care of some family matters. But my brother is needing prayers, Jim. He has decided that he's not quite ready to go in the home, even though all that's taken care of. But we're just praying that he'll find some clarity in his mind and be able to make that decision and get moved in. Everything's set up. He's got a place. It's just leaving the home place. And we've been in that home place for 200 years.
Okay.
And he's just having some trouble turning loose.
Yes, I can imagine. Thank you, Walter. Any other requests? All right, Walter, if you'll bring that up here to Todd, and we'll do our prayer song.
Lord, we come to you today as your children with our burdens and our praises. And we just pray that as we come together and we have worshiped you and now we're praying our request to you that we will feel your presence, we'll feel your guidance in these situations. And I want to pray for those who have not spoken today, but as they approach your throne, that they will feel your guidance in their lives. And we just pray that we also understand your timing. Your timing is perfect. Help us to learn that you are in charge and that you know what's going on and that we just continue to trust in you in these situations. And Lord, we want to lift up Angela Morris today and in her illness of the last 5 weeks and her fear of what's going on, the unknown. And we just pray that you continue to bless her and heal her body, continue to bless the ministries that she's involved with, and we just pray that she will feel good so that she can be active once again. And Lord, we want to lift up Charles and Beverly as they are going through the different phases of life and the difficulties going there with health and with memory, and we just pray that you be with them and continue to love them and help us to love them as well as they go through these trying times. And Lord, we want to lift up Nathan this morning, who's going through the flu and pneumonia. Again, a lot of flu going around. We just know that a lot of things are unhealthy right now. We just pray that you continue to be with him, be with the doctors as they continue to minister him as well. And we want to lift up those families that have lost loved ones in these plane crashes, these tragedies that we've witnessed the last couple days. And we just pray that you be with them. And be with those who are trying to put their lives back together and those who have served in being first responders and emergency and the police and all those. We're grateful for those and we're grateful and we just pray that you be with their families as well as they go through this time of putting things back together. And Lord, we want to lift up Diane and the things that she's going through. We're grateful that she's here today. And we just pray that you continue to be with her and lift her up as she continues to serve you. And Lord, we want to thank you for the delivery of Corinne and the baby. And we just pray as they continue to here in the States. And we pray that you'll be with them as they begin to travel home after this delivery. And we just pray that things will move forward in a positive way. And Lord, we want to lift up Melissa. With her appointments and her labs upcoming, we just pray that, again, that there will be answers to the situation that she is in, that they will be able to continue to move forward and to serve her in the best way possible. And Lord, we want to lift up Landon this morning, going through one of those milestones of life of trying to pass a driving test, and we just pray that you give him the calmness and awareness he needs to be successful in this test. And Lord, we want to lift up Lloyd and Linda as they're away from us and keep them safe in their travels. We want to lift up the first responders, the police, the military, those who put their lives on the line daily and are ready to run into those tragic times and those dangerous times and those dangerous places. We just pray that you be with them and their families as they continue to serve our communities. And Lord, we want to lift up Nancy and Johnny. As they're going through this difficult situation that they are in as well and finding out that she has cancer. And Lord, we want to lift up Mark, and he's going through this recovery time. We just pray that he continues that they will be able to control the blood clots, and so that they that he can again get about and move and do the things that he loves to do. And we want to lift up Melody this morning, who's been diagnosed with colon cancer. We just pray that you be with her as they begin to get this information and the treatments that are coming up. We just pray that you be with her and her family as they make those decisions for her best interest. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up David after his very serious injury, and he's now home, but still a lot of recovery time. And we just pray that you give him the patience he needs and the strength that he needs to recover fully from this situation. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Israel and the things that are going on there, the different reports that we hear. We just pray that you be with them, your true people, the people that you chose. We just pray that you continue to be with them and guide them in the decisions that they make as well. And Lord, we want to lift up Jim this morning, who's having a difficult time leaving home. Everything seems to be set, but now he's got to make up his mind to move to a place that's going to be best for him. Maybe not the place that he loves, but the place that's best for him. And Lord, I want to lift up Eden Ministries this morning, as they are our mission of the month here. Be with Kevin and Susan Fry as they continue to minister there in the many aspects that they have going on there in their education, the health care, the farm, and the churches that they're all involved in. We just pray that you continue to be with them, give them wisdom and guidance and the energy they need to go through their daily task. And Lord, we are so grateful for our visitors this morning, choosing to be here with us this morning. We pray that they were blessed by being here, and we are so grateful for that. And we're grateful for Brenda, who's been diagnosed as cancer-free, and we're so grateful for her and her family and her loved ones as they're rejoicing in this great news. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to be with us and bless us in our time together as we move forward in this day. Be with us as we leave this building, that we might be a light to those that we touch, come in contact with. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.